News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Time now, 3:25 p.m. I ran a little bit long. I do that a lot, apparently. Ran a little bit long with Stephanie Smith because the conversation was just solid. I mean, folks, I'm just telling you, if you think for a second, if you are of the mind that you cannot be a part of something that's going to make a change because you're just one person. You're not. You're not just one person. There are more of us than there are of them. This state is overwhelmingly of the consideration that it is a conservative state. And when you see things coming out of Montgomery or coming out of our elected officials in municipalities, city council, just keep in mind, maybe that's because they're just the ones who happen to run for office. It does not mean they're no longer accountable. It does not mean they're no longer accessible. It does not mean that you can't get your word to them, or for that matter, that you can't run against them. I'm just saying, there are several right now that are facing primary challenges. Top of the ticket being Governor Kay Ivey. I mean, she drew a full slate. When have you ever seen a solid Republican governor draw that many challengers? Maybe it's because some of her policies weren't that solid and they were not considered that conservative, and it drew the ire of a large number of people, so much so that she's got a full primary field now. Well, here's an interesting story. Just to give you an idea how things shift. Because, yes, there are some things about state politics that are frustrating. By the way, there's some folks in that state house that I love. I don't even agree with the way they vote all the time, but I love them as people. I served down there for 8 years with them. There are folks down there who, if they lived in my community, we'd still be barbecuing on Saturday night. But the truth is, I get frustrated with some of the things that are happening. Well, not the least of which is the fact that we see our state politics too often leaning purple. Purple. We're a freaking red state. Every poll that goes out there and polls the people of the state finds that Alabama ranks usually, first or second in the nation in terms of those who identify as conservative. Story on AL.com. This came in right at the time of the 2020 election. It's back when, Democrats were feeling pretty saucy. Things were going their way. AL.com, John Sharp, he wrote it. He wrote an article, and he went after the usual. He went to what's Flint's last name? Her first name, I've forgotten. Wayne Flint, a historian. Wayne Flint, Wayne Flint, historian, went on to talk about the shift that's occurred, like in Virginia, where Democrats are winning statewide elections. Guess what happened since then? Parents got involved, and the governor of Virginia is now a Republican. This is since that article. North Carolina, at very least purple, been trending blue. Oh, yeah, okay. But what's happening in North Carolina politics now? He went on to say states like South Carolina and Georgia are trending more purple. Interesting. Georgia, where Herschel Walker is probably about to trounce Raphael Warnock. Yeah, okay. Flint said he also believes only a handful of the following deep red southern states like Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, Tennessee, and Kentucky will survive the 2024 election cycle by having election outcomes that mirror 2020. Well, since that time, what's happened? Well, we got Joe Biden. And all polls are indicating that what's happening now is that the electorate is breaking back to conservative values. Even those who identified as moderate have gotten frustrated. They can't find baby formula on the shelves. They're paying twice as much as they used to for gas. They're having a hard time finding work, or for that matter, they're having a hard time finding a business where they can eat inside the restaurant. I mean, it's an entirely different dynamic going on, and it affects the average citizen. And as a result, it's driving people back to conservative policies, conservative advocacy, conservative candidacies. And I suspect, much like my friend Stephanie Smith, we're going to see it play out in election cycles coming up and in the one in 2024. Oh, yeah. When we get back from this break, I'm going to tell you about a grassroots movement that took root in Etowah County, Alabama, in the last year or so, and what a dynamic shift it made in some things that were going on. Y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid and conservative and just plain right. All right, so I've been finishing up this section on Alabama's purple politics, but we had a discussion there, a great discussion, with a friend, Stephanie Smith, who has long been involved with politics at a variety of different levels, who does a great job of assisting and organizing with grassroots efforts. I got to tell you guys, it is possible to affect change. It is. And Stephanie was right, that one of the key ways to do that is just get together with some folks. What you may find is that there may be five or six of you get together in one of your living rooms and you just talk. And next thing you know, you kind of get a burr under your saddle. You know what? I've got some friends that I think they feel the same way. Let's get them in here. Next thing you know, you're having to borrow a bigger room somewhere else to meet. And then, the next thing you know, you've got somebody coming to speak to you about how do we do this? What can we do? And then you've got somebody coming in to meet with you about, okay, here's how you do it and where. And before long, you've got a grassroots movement. And it doesn't take much more than that. It really doesn't. Let me tell you about something that happened in Etowah County. If you're not familiar with Etowah County, it's over in the northeastern part of the state. The hub of Etowah County is the city of Gadsden. It's right on the Coosa River, beautiful area. Got mountains and rivers all over it. The foothills of the Appalachians pretty much end there at Nakalula Mountain. You've got the Coosa River running through town. It's a beautiful community, long been an industrial community, very union-oriented in the past. Some of that old school is still kind of hanging on. Well, something happened about a year and a half ago. There was a guy who found out that his business, which was directly across from the Gadsden region, Northeast Alabama Regional Airport, he found out that they were going to put, the city of Gadsden was going to put a chicken rendering plant right there by the airport runway. I don't mean like close to it. I mean like next to the runway. And not only that, not only was it going to be a bird hazard and cause problems for the airport and change the dynamic of the lay of the land around there, it was going to be something that is known to bring stink with it. And they have to have these huge open trucks of chicken parts and chicken, refuse that get carted in. And they're open trucks because of the gases they expend. They can cause the expansion of the vehicle itself, so they have to have them open. Well, that attracts more vermin. They spill on the roadsides. It's awful. Anyway, the bottom line is this. That one man found out about it. And he said, whoa, hey, where did this happen? No, nobody held any hearings. That's not even an industrial site. How did they do this? City of Gadsden, local officials, had been pretty much meeting in private to discuss this. Wow. One man got together. Several others got up in arms. Next thing you know, and full disclosure, I was one of the attorneys involved in this suit. And that thing rocks on. And next thing you know, they've got a Facebook page. And they call themselves Advance Etowah because they're tired of being seen as a county where you have to have old school union base. And we're just going to wind up being that community that gets second rate. Like, we can't get economic development. We get a rendering plant. They can go ahead and open up a new pharmaceutical plant or a Toyota Mazda up the road from us, they say. But we get a chicken rendering plant right next to our airport? Before long, that Facebook page had over 10,000 active followers. People were showing up by the hundreds. They had to rent a community room downtown at the venue. The irony of it is, they had to rent the room which is owned by the city of Gadsden, with which they were at war. And they not only got together, they decided, you know what, by God, we're going to put our money together on this. We're going to file suit against the city of Gadsden and the airport authority. We're going to put a stop to this. And they did. Then they went one step further. A group of them got together and said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go ahead and we're going to say, we're willing to front the money to buy the same land that you want to put a freaking chicken rendering plant on. And we'll do something more meaningful with it. We'll create an industrial park. And we've already got 8 commitments to that industrial park. And we'll create something here that's never been here before. And they made a presentation that blew everybody's socks off. And then on top of that, they held FAA hearings, and the community showed up in force. And the FAA was compelled to have to say, you know what, we see an issue here. And then on top of that, they got real busy, and they said, city leadership has not been responsive to us whatsoever. So Advance Etowah formed a PAC, and they decided that several of the folks who supported the cause would run for office. and they as a PAC would support those candidates for local office to try and make a change in the local politics that had been driving everyone crazy for generations, but now had openly drawn the ire of what became a grassroots movement. And I'm going to tell you right now, it is real. And I don't know why it hadn't been reported on around the state. But folks, what I just described to you started with one person who saw something he didn't think was right. And he went after it. And he said, you know what? We're going to change that. And I'm going to meet with a couple of people. I'm going to call my lawyer. And I'm going to do this over here. And next thing you know, oh by God, they had a movement. It's like I've only seen this once or twice at this level. It became so viral that businesses all over town had stopped the rendering plant signs in their front windows. It became the thing that many homes, like you see a political sign in someone's front yard, they'd have a sign that said, reject the rendering. They were buying billboard space, and they were calling out the companies that wanted to come here and destroy certain aspects of the community. There were school groups, there were churches, there were other local mayors and city councils who couldn't understand why that was being put up on their border, by the way, because the place where the city of Gadsden wanted to put it was not only next to the airport, it was pretty much on the border of Rainbow City and Atala, two other communities that were going to have to deal with it. And folks, I'm just telling you, it all started with one person who saw an issue and decided not to sit still. One person who looked at it and said, well, by God, there is something that needs to happen here. And I don't know what to do, but I'm just going to talk to some friends. I'm just going to start. And that's where it is. My friends, I spoke to a group up on Montesano Mountain not long ago, and I talked to them about the founding fathers, and I said certain things about liberty. And I said, but here's the deal. How do we defend what we believe in? And I'll tell you how. We just start. It all begins when you say, I like what I want have and don't want to lose it, or I don't like what we have and I want it to change. It all begins when you just start. When you say, I'm going to get together with one other person. I'm going to get together with three people in my den. I'm going to call some friends over. We're going to grill some hamburgers, or we're going to talk about this and see what we can do. I'm going to call my local official, speak at the school board, something. You just start. I'm going to take the $20 that I would have spent on that pizza on Friday night, and I'm going to give it to that guy who's running for city council. You know why? Because $20 will buy him 2 yard signs. And I may not have much to my name, but I can do that. You just start. And the whole way that things happen, the way the Tea Party movement became a thing back in 2010, the way the Alabama Republican Party swept the Democrats finally, who had been in power for 136 straight years in our state house, the way the Republicans came in and swept them out in one election cycle was because of a group of people that got together and just started. So yes, I'm on my soapbox right now. Yes, I am. Because I believe in this. I don't think there's any amount of money that can stop a real grassroots movement. Because that thing in Etowah County I told you about, we were stacked up in court against 9 attorneys from Atlanta and Birmingham and other places like that. They had all the money in the world, but they could not beat the grassroots. They had everything it took to slam the case through, and they couldn't get it done. You know why? Because some people got together and they just started. And that's epic. And by the way, that's America. Because in a lot of countries, you can't do that. In a lot of countries, you don't have the opportunity for that kind of voice. In a lot of countries, you don't have the ability to print the flyers and call the friends and do the Facebook page and whatever. All right, Copper, I have just gotten soapboxed out. So go ahead and move me to a break. We're going to do that right now. I'll come back. Moving to number 2 on the Triple Dipper, you guys. Ooh, number 2 on the Triple Dipper. Outrageous outrage. Yeah, the amazing rhetoric that Democrats get away with. Oh boy, you're going to love this one. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.